Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm JC.
And I'm Chelsea.
We're keeping the energy high today because we've just had some technical difficulties, but we're finally recording and live, and we're excited about it. So happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are all having an amazing day. And your day is about to get better. You know why? We have some exciting news.
Brian, can you put in some sirens? Like, ring, 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 ring.
Ring, ring, ring. New summer merch alert.
Yeah.
Guys, we're coming out with our new summer merch. It drops in just 2 days. From the time you're hearing this, it launches on Thursday, July 22nd at 10 a.m. PST. That's Pacific Standard Time.
Mark your calendars.
On the Dear Media website. We will put a link in the description as well as, well, the place to be is our Instagram for the merch, okay? If you want to see what it looks like, you want to catch a vibe, you want to see how you're going to style it this summer, and you want to link to it right when it launches, go to our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. I feel like we need to discuss in a little more detail the merch because we gave kind of a preview last week, but this time it's actually launching. You can go see what it looks like on our Instagram right now. But if you're not on our Instagram right now, let's give them a visual, okay? The first thing is the t-shirt. So What We Said summer graphic tee. The design is really colorful and really fun.
Really vibrant. We wanted something Y2K vibes a little bit, you know, something more colorful for summer. Something that represents our hearts.
Yes. So on the design, I feel like I actually need to pull up a photo of it because I need to get specific here. But it has a bunch of little graphics on it and little things that we love and like our little sayings that we say. It's very personalized. And if you are an avid podcast listener, you will totally, you know, you'll get the vibe immediately. So on the design, it says, "Awesome, Chelsea and JC." It says, "I'm so sorry, ? It says, "That's Haney." It says, "Rad." It says, "Cool." It says, "Bye-bye." And more. There's a little palm tree, a little sun graphic, a cell phone, like kind of a more vintagey self flip phone, a cute little race car that says 95 on the side because we're born in 1995. There's just a lot of really cute elements to this. And it's kind of all outlined in this like faint heart, like spray paint heart vibe. It says What We Said in big letters, looks kind of like a spray paint graffiti type of thing, but a little bit more elevated and like classy.
I think this is a perfect shirt for summer, for kind of going back to school because it's so versatile. You know, we like our t-shirts to be oversized. Okay.
Yes.
So we're usually wearing larges. I believe we were wearing larges like when we did the shoot, right?
Were you wearing an XL?
I don't think so. I think I was wearing a large.
We're both wearing large?
Yeah. But yeah, you know, we like to have the bigger sizes so that it's a little bit more oversized. I think this is going to be really cute if you want to wear it. I was just thinking like over a swimsuit, you can tie it up so that it's cute, a little bit more cropped. If you want a little bit more flattery, you can wear it down, baggy over some shorts.
Yes. It's really cute.
Maybe over some pink and blue shorts.
Whoa. Leads us right into our next item, which is our blue and pink cool shorts. These shorts are the perfect length, not too short. You know, you can wear them around the fam, but also not long enough to where it's like an awkward length. They hit it like mid upper thigh kind of. Mm-hmm. And they are the perfect structured material. Extremely comfortable. I reach for them all the time. Same. When I was in Hawaii, I was wearing them a lot. Just barely. It looks really, really cute with the t-shirts. So whether you want pink or blue, they both match like absolutely perfectly with the what we said t-shirt. And they're just so cute for summer. I also wore my pink, like the sweat shorts with a pink bikini. And it was really, really cute on the beach. Perfect for lounging, beach wear, pool wear, really anything. You can sleep in them. They're so comfy. And they, I said this in the last episode, they kind of give me talentless vibes with the way they feel.
Yeah.
Very good quality.
These are the kinds of shorts I wear literally every single day.
Same.
So when we wanted to design them and have shorts, we were like, we need to have...
They have to be perfect.
Yeah, we need to have the perfect summer shorts.
Yes. So those are amazing. And then last but not least, we have our two different pink and blue option phone cases. They say awesome on them in a little like swirly type of font. And then it says WWS for what we said at the very bottom center. It's honestly not that noticeable, especially if you're taking mirror selfies and stuff. But it just says awesome. And we've had these on our phones for like months now. They're really, really cute. I've gotten compliments on them from people who like obviously don't even like just random people like, that's a cute phone case. I'm like, thank you. And little do they know, for our podcast. So really, really cute. And those are made to order because we know everyone has like different phones. So yeah, that's our summer merch drop.
And we want to be very transparent with you guys. First of all, that pillow looks like Top Ramen. Does it not?
This?
Yeah.
Kind of does.
Doesn't it? Anyways, that our launches usually, you know, we never really know quite what to expect, but you guys always show up for us. And
yes,
by show up, I mean, you guys literally show up within
1 second,
1 minute and sell it out super fast. So if you want this merch, we can't promise it's going to be up for a long time. We try and order the right quantity, but you just don't know people want. It's so hard to tell. So if you want it, make sure you're there on time.
It's also hard for us because we base things off of like, oh, well, the last merch drop, like it went too fast. So we don't, because one of our merch launches went too fast to the point where I was like, that's not even like,
we were stressed all day.
We were very stressed all day. We're like, that's not a fun, cool thing that we're like, yeah, of course we're proud of it. We think it's amazing that you guys all showed up, but we felt so bad because we just wanted everyone to have the merch. And it was like, you know, hundreds of people messaging us being like, I was on the site, like I couldn't get it. And we're just like, that's not cool. Like, we don't want that to happen. But then it's hard. So we base things off of past merch drops. But then in that time period, it's been what, 6 months? And it's like, well, you know, the podcast has grown. So it's like, how, we don't know, you know, we don't want to have all this extra merchandise that's going to waste. But at the same time, we don't want it to sell out in 1 minute. So long story short, just be on the website at the right time. Like,
if it is a priority to you to get this merch, we want you to have it. So be on time.
Definitely. But you guys are going to love it. It's super cute and very summery. The vibes are immaculate.
Comfy. Did we mention comfy?
Very comfy.
Ooh, jinx. You know what's not comfy?
What?
We're going to have our NBA corner for 1 second because honestly, I don't want to talk about it for too long because it was kind of a sad week for us here in, well, we don't know yet because.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, there will be two more games. So, right? Or just one?
I think
just one.
Yeah, maybe.
Basically,
just one.
This was game four.
Mm-hmm.
Suns lost again. So they won two. We were on a roll. Then we lost two. So we were so, I was like, the worst part is I was so confident.
I know.
I was like, oh my gosh, 100% we're going to win. Like, we're doing so well.
Booker was on fire.
He was doing great. And I totally thought that we had it. And we were in the lead most of the time. I'd say majority of the time. It wasn't by a ton, but we were in the lead, which just always makes me feel like, okay, we're going to win. And we didn't. And I was so sad. It's so funny because people, first of all, this one girl messaged me. Oh, she might be listening to the podcast because she said she listens. But she was like, so this was for the first two games where the Suns won. So she's a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
And she messaged me and she was like, I always hear you guys talk about the Suns. Like, it's just funny. Haha. Like, until
so passive aggressive.
She's like, until next game, like dot, 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 you know, basically saying like, because it was right after the Suns won the first game.
Gotcha.
So she's like, we'll see next game. And then we won again. And she.
So we sent her the middle finger emoji.
No. So then she messages me again because I posted. I was like, yeah, another win, baby. And it was like a picture of Booker or something. And she replied. She's like, I'm about to unfollow you. Like, Devin Booker's a baby.
No, and, he's not.
And yeah, he's my baby. No, but
he's Jill's baby.
Yeah. I was dying because I'm like, okay, the switch up. I feel like sports fans get very heated. Like, I was even thinking, I'm like, no, like, if the Suns don't win, and like, because I've had people in my DMs messaging me that are Bucks fans.
Yeah.
And like, even last night, they're like, go Bucks. I'm like, you're going to make me mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're literally going
to
make me mad.
Are you trying to get blocked?
No, I'm like, wow, this is bringing out a side of me that I didn't know I had. Like, extremely competitive, to where I'm just like, no, they have to win.
Yeah. And there's a listener who emailed by DM'd us, and her husband actually is on the Bucks. And actually, a lot of the Bucks fans that I've seen messages from have actually been very nice.
Totally.
They're usually like, I love that you guys talk about it, but like, go Bucks. And yeah. Her husband is on the Bucks this year as well. Their last name is Miller.
Oh, I don't, are you, okay.
Oh.
I get scared. Chelsea just throws out names and it scares me.
Well, I always get, especially when people like message in, I'm like, do they want people? Because if like I wrote into a podcast, it's like, oh, do I want them to be like, oh, Chelsea said this? You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, in my heart, I know.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say their last name, but he's on the roster. So maybe I shouldn't. I don't know.
It's fine. It's too late now.
I'm sad.
Go Millers.
Millers. But anyways, so I, you know what? I have more respect for the Bucks than I do a lot of other teams. I have been watching one too many YouTube videos about like 10 things you didn't know about this player. Like, and I did watch one about, I tried to learn how to pronounce his name, Giannis.
I thought it sometimes was
Giannis. Sometimes they say Giannis, sometimes they call him Giannis. I've said both, I don't really know. Antetokounmpo, I think
wow,
that's kind of how
you
say
it.
You
got that right, that's impressive.
Maybe my pronunciation is not right, but he is a gem. I did watch, he's pretty young. He seems to be quite a saint, but I still hope he crashes and burns and they lose.
Crashes and burns. Oh. Not in real life.
No, obviously
in
not.
A car crash, I'm like,
no, I'm saying like their team just like does horribly. Because I want my sons just so violent.
I'm like,
no, I wish them all the safety in the world. I don't want I don't even want him to get hurt, genuinely.
No.
I just
not.
Want them to lose really badly.
Okay. I mean, I agree. I'm telling you, I've had like this competitive, I've always been competitive. It's funny, whenever I've said this before, whenever I watch, like we watched this documentary about a football team. Whenever I watch documentaries, I want to be their coach so bad.
Their coach.
It's always like, it's never that I want to play the sport, that I want to be the coach so bad. Like even with the Suns, I'm like, I literally want to
be
like
friends
hype
with Monty
them
Williams.
Up. I want to hype them up like afterwards. I want to be like, keep your head in the game. Like I just like want to literally coach them. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Send Booker a DM.
Literally. I'm like, if you're looking for a private coach.
He's like, oh, cool. What do you know about basketball? You're like, my little brother played.
Yeah. Don't even understand when they get fouled, like why it's a foul. I'm like, why the freak did that count? Anyway.
I have a new bae though on the Suns that has been hot.
Cam,
you know,
Johnson.
Our boy Cam Johnson.
Cam is bae.
He is.
He's on fire lately. He's been so
fire.
Awesome.
His shots, his baskets are so smooth.
We love to see it.
We love to see it. And it's his first year, I think, in the NBA.
Wait,
which
Chelsea,
is just amazing.
Did I tell you I ordered a vintage Suns sweatshirt?
You found one?
Yeah.
From
on
where?
Just online, like on a random
How
website.
Much was it? Be honest.
It was like 150.
Okay.
Or I think 130. It was less
that's irresponsible.
What a waste of money. No, I have to show it to you though. It's actually really
I'm
cute.
Jealous.
I didn't think I'd get it for a month.
And you got it?
And I got it already. So
like from Etsy or something?
No, it's a random. I literally just typed in like vintage Sun sweatshirt and it was on a random website and it's definitely real. Like, cause I was at first, I was like, is it not actually vintage? Is it like a scam? I didn't really know because it was coming from a different country as well and I just wasn't sure. But I cannot for the life of me think of the website, the name of it. But I'll have to show it to you because it was really
ready.
Cute. There was some other Sun stuff on there that was extremely expensive, but literally so
amazing.
Cool. Like a $350 like baseball
know,
cap that
so
was just like
expensive.
Kind of like your Sporty and Rich cap that was Phoenix Suns. And I was like, it was perfect.
Shoot.
They have a lot of cool stuff, but it is very expensive.
I will say I'm noticing this pattern of my emotional behavior the last couple games where I have this urge to like detach and stop caring because I just want to protect my heart if we do lose. And I'll be so
I feel you.
Sad. Like I woke up this morning and I'm like, they really did lose last night. That really happened.
I know. My cousin's wedding is during the game and we're all of us were like, wait, how are we going to like can you reschedule? Yeah. It was so funny.
Scent is perhaps the body's most underappreciated of all the senses. It powers your taste, it creates memories, and yes, it even unleashes desire. Function of Beauty's team of formula scientists know this and make scent a key ingredient in every bottle. And yes, we're talking about one of our favorite sponsors, Function of Beauty. I've been using Function of Beauty for a long time now, probably almost maybe 2 years, maybe a year and a half. And it looks great in my shower. I'm obsessed with it. Function of Beauty is the world leader in fully customized hair care. They create your unique formula based on a short but thorough quiz to give your hair everything it needs to look and feel its best. Every product is sulfate and paraben-free, vegan, cruelty-free, and there are over 60,000 real five-star customer reviews.
And Function of Beauty fans are absolutely wild about the fragrances, and for good reason. Your hair has never smelled so amazing. I love when my hair smells good, and Leif always compliments me when my hair smells good too. Try tropical mango, sweet peach, crisp pear, or subtler scents such as lavender, rose, and eucalyptus. And if fragrance is not for you, that's totally okay. You can get unscented as well. So turn your beauty routine into an aromatherapy session, a tropical getaway even. Like Chelsea said, these are really cute in the shower. You're going to love them. Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. That's functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to let them know you heard about it here and to get 20% off your order. functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid.
Did you know that a simple finger prick can unlock tons of insight into your reproductive health? I'm talking egg count, menopause timing, if your hormone levels indicate conditions like thyroid disorders or PCOS, all things that are good to know whether or not kids are in your future. That's why Modern Fertility was created. It's the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days.
Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, which I know from personal experience. So Modern Fertility gets you that same info at $159, a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/whatwesaid, you can get $20 off your test. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can put those dollars towards Modern Fertility. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, how many eggs you have, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps. So if you want kids today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you. I feel like this is an amazing first step to take. If you're thinking about having kids, you want to start trying soon and you really just want to see if there's any, you know, anything going on or what's up with your body and your hormones. And like I said, going to a fertility specialist in person can definitely be pricey. So this is a really awesome option.
Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/whatwesaid. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the several hundred or even $1,000+ it could cost at the doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/whatwesaid. That's modernfertility.com/whatwesaid.
Can I just give a quick shout out to, this is random, but Danny,
if you say Hawaii, I'm gonna kill myself.
No, no. I can talk about all about my Hawaii trip if you want.
Yeah,
no.
I would love to hear about it. Please talk about it. Just kidding. I actually do want to hear more about it.
I can tell you bits and pieces. I was just gonna say, I gotta give a shout out to my girl Danny.
Yes,
because she is
on fire,
killing it with Mariposa Vintage, and I just need everyone to go shop Mariposa Vintage. Like,
yeah, she actually I need you to stop shopping because I was gonna buy this one piece floral set that's super cute.
Did you buy kidding it? Me no this oh, is I was, no I no this is hilarious that you brought this up. Me and Kemper, wait, one piece floral, it's like a shirt and a
piece
top,
sorry, yeah,
or a shirt and a bottom,
matching bottoms and like a button-up.
Yes, I was in Hawaii. I had it in my cart and I showed Kemper. I'm like, look how cute my friend Danny's, like, this is her shop, and she's like, shut up. She's like, I'm gonna buy that right now too. So I was like buying other stuff as well from Mariposa. I had like three things in my cart.
She bought it.
She bought it. And we thought there was like lots, yeah, left. Because it's not a one thing.
It was Kemper.
Like, so it was Kemper. She stole it from both of us. So I go to get it and it's like, this thing has been removed from your cart. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'll give it to you. And I was like, no, I'll text Danny. And anyway, Danny's like, yeah, we were running really low. Like, I'm going to see if we have more fabric.
Oh, so there was more than one though.
No. That was the last one. But there was more than one.
Okay.
When it launched.
I was scared it was like genuinely there was never going to be another one. And there's no possibility of another one.
No, there is. But it is vintage fabric. So yeah, there is a possibility that there is no more fabric now.
Okay.
And that Kemper did take the last one. But I was dying because we were in the car together. And I like go to push purchase and it's like, it removed it from my cart. It's like, this item is no longer available. I was like, Kemper. She's like, oh my gosh, I'll send it to you. I'll give it to you. I swear. Because it was funny because I showed it to her in that moment. She's like, yeah. Oh, can we match? She's like, that's the cutest set ever. That's so funny that you wanted the same one.
Yes, I went on this morning to get it. I thought there was a ton of them. Like I thought, maybe not a ton, but I thought that there were multiple.
Yeah,
there
is multiple, but that was the last one.
Yeah, and so I was going to purchase it. I think yesterday or the day before I was looking at it and I was like, oh, that's so cute. Like, I want to get it. But I was like, I don't want to buy it right now. And then I went on this morning and I was like, I've thought about it. I'm going to buy it. And then I went on and it was sold out. And I was like, are you kidding me?
That is so funny that it's the same one that we were trying to buy too.
Yeah, she sent me a package of a couple t-shirts and you have worn this yes, Mariposa like butterfly shirt so many times and I always compliment you on it. And then she sent me a package of a couple shirts and I was like, this is the best day of my entire life. And
it's
she sent me
so butterfly good. Work. Her packaging is on point. Like, she's just killing it. The reason I brought that up is because I just saw she just posted like a new set that they came out with. And I'm just like,
let me see.
Leave some freaking talent for the rest of us. It's just so cute. It's like very 90s.
Wow, that
it's
is
just
really
so cute.
Yeah.
And the way she styles it. Anyway, we've seen firsthand her like hard work that goes into it. And we love a boss gal doing running her small business. So yeah. Go check her out. Mariposa Vintage.
Style.
You will literally be obsessed. She has the cutest stuff ever. And they're making some like original stuff.
Yeah.
Now, which is really cool. So anywho.
Let's hear about Hawaii. I'm ready.
It was really, really fun. I vlogged, which that vlog should be up by now. So you guys can go watch my Hawaii vlog for all the deets, but
you talk about the Haney departure.
No, I didn't talk much about that. It was just kind of a crazy travel day getting to Hawaii, but it was all worth it in the end because it's so beautiful there. I haven't been there in ages. And
really?
I'm like, ages? Have you been there recently?
I'm like, oh, a year? That's so hard for you. I feel so bad for you.
Oh, but it really was just so beautiful.
You know what?
And
I was surprised because I didn't remember like me saying something about, I thought that was like an inside joke between us, the Hawaii thing. I didn't remember saying it on the podcast, but so many people tagged me in your thing. They're like, Chelsea, like, first of all, they thought I was there at first. They're like, I know you're thriving. I'm like, girl, I'm watching
like,
Lady. I'm in LA. And then while they noticed I wasn't there, they're like, oh my gosh, Chelsea, are you dying? I'm like, stop tagging me in this. Like, I've already seen it. And they were so cute. Like, it makes me just, I already know that I might be going soon.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I thought you were going.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make any promises because we haven't gotten our flights quite yet.
Yeah.
But it's a high possibility I might be going soon.
Someone asked why we don't travel together.
I saw that.
They were like, why don't you
feel like we do?
Well, they said, why don't you travel together when it's not for what we said? But the thing is it's like,
why would we ever not like go and then not do
it's
anything?
It's not, some of our trips aren't necessarily for the podcast. It's just like, while we're there.
It's a great way to write it off as a business.
Yeah, it's like, while we're there, it's cute to get photos and also like podcast while we're there. It's
exactly.
Fun. So it's not necessarily that we go on the trip for the podcast. It's just that we have a podcast together. So
yeah.
We do podcast things when we're there. But I feel like we do travel a lot.
Yeah. Maybe they think that because you travel with other people, because I feel like a lot of your friends don't live close to you. So
yeah.
When you go and see them, it's
and we've
either
never
on a trip
gone
or
on a couple's
else.
Trip, which is kind of weird.
No, we haven't?
No. We've
well,
never.
Well, me and Nick really haven't gone on any trips
that's
together.
True. You
in
guys
the first
don't
place.
Travel a ton.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, I usually go without him or he goes without me, which is awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking about that though. I'm like, that's kind of weird that we've never gone on like any trip, the four of us. I feel like we've made little plans. We're like, oh, we should go camping. We should do this. But like, we just haven't.
We really
made
should
it.
Go camping.
That would be fun.
I have been wanting to go camping, like to a lake or something.
That would be fun. Yeah, we should check it out. Also, Tyson was saying like we should plan something.
Yes.
We were just talking about it. We're like, we just really need to make more of an effort to see each other because we live too, like so close. And it's,
yeah.
We don't see each other that often. So
it's true.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe some fun summer plans wearing our What We Said merch coming
true.
Out soon in 2 days. Anything else on the agenda or that you want to talk about? I think I had a note, but I don't remember it.
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for watching, Lady. Well, I
it was a pleasure.
In Hawaii.
Who's the real winner? Honestly, me. Because I got to watch Lady for a week. And I thought she was really happy, like with us. I was like, oh my gosh, she like loves it here. And then JC and Leif came over to pick her up and she was like a whole different dog, so happy. I'm like, oh, maybe she was actually sad.
Next level happy for Leif mostly.
Yeah.
We met someone on the plane. I was telling Chelsea that had a toy poodle. She like oversaw, she saw us watching videos of Lady and she's like, oh, is that your dog? And then she was telling us that she had a toy poodle that died last year. And she was like, anyway, she's like, enjoy every moment. I'm like, okay, you're gonna make me cry, sis.
Yeah.
But then I was like extra excited to see her because we had just talked to that lady. But yeah, she was in great hands, her and Sophie. To answer a question, if anyone cares or thinks about this, her and Sophie do not care about each other's existence.
No, they coexist very peacefully.
Yeah, but they're not like playing together. No.
I was telling JC that like the first couple times, so when Lady comes over, I've watched her twice now. And like the first day, she's always kind of just getting used to it and kind of like, oh, great. Now I'm with like living with Sophie again. Yeah. And you have to understand the size difference between these two dogs. Like
massive.
Sophie is literally a horse in comparison to Lady, and Lady is teeny tiny. And so Sophie will kind of put her face up to Lady. And Sophie's a very like docile dog. She's not like a hyper dog by any means.
She's very sweet.
And she'll put her face like kind of close up to Lady just to be like, oh, what are you? And Lady gets terrified, obviously, because it's like a dinosaur. So Lady will like kind of show her teeth a little bit. You know when dogs like smile? Like Sophie will do that too with bigger dogs than her. Yeah, they like kind of show their teeth.
It kills me.
But she only did it a couple times. And then after that, like I even saw her trying to lean in to like get a sniff of Sophie, you know, of the rear. And then I'm like, oh, wait, they might like actually start
vibing it out.
Vibing. But then if Sophie does get too excited, she'll like kind of jump around for a second. And then Lady's just like, I'm out of here. Like she'll bark at her and be like, stop doing that immediately. You're terrifying me.
Do you remember when Lady was being watched by like some random person from Rover, which I love that app, by the way. And she like sent us a photo and she's like, she's loving it. She's like, she's loving her time with Rusty, like another dog, literally.
Yeah, you zoom in, she's like
she's
showing
baring
her teeth,
like hates the dog. Like she's like, she's having so much fun. I'm like, she's miserable.
Yeah. Like she's like, get this dog away from me right now.
I need to post this photo on the story.
That's so funny.
Like, it is so funny.
Post the far out first because it doesn't look like she's doing anything. But then if you zoom in,
it's like literal buck teeth just being like, get the heck away from me.
I think it's so funny because Sophie will do that too. When Sophie sees a dog that's bigger than her, she is shook to her core. Like she's genuinely like, I've never seen this before. And she'll do that sometimes especially if they're very active, bigger dogs, and they're moving around too much. She's like, dude, stay back.
So funny. Oh, man. You gotta love dogs. Okay, someone remind me to post that on the story if I forget.
Let me grab my phone really quick.
Because it's funny. Well, today we're going to do a little assorted, fun, interesting, very cool Q&A. We asked you guys if you had any questions. We haven't done like a really kind of like get to know us Q&A, but even if you're a podcast listener, a weekly listener, it'll still be fun. It's just like a fun, random Q&A.
Yeah, I forget that people that we've had a podcast now for what, 3 years almost?
Mm-hmm.
And
over three years.
And there are new people. So sometimes I'm like, haven't we already answered this? Like, don't people know these tiny little details about me? And then I'm like, actually, probably a majority of people don't know.
Right.
Because it could be a very small detail we've said once or twice.
Do you think people know that we're from Phoenix and that's why we're like talking about the Suns all the time? Like, I wonder if people are like, what the heck is their obsession?
Well, if they don't know, you know now.
You know now. We're from Phoenix, Arizona. Originally, we met in high school. Someone commented asked the question. They're like, did you guys hate each other in high school? Like, sis.
Sorry.
You don't know the origin story?
Yeah. That's what I mean. People are like, how did you get the podcast started? I'm like, huh?
Yeah. It's interesting. Okay. Well, we have some questions lined up here. I'm going to start with a fun one.
Okay.
How do we make our Instagram, our podcast Instagram, aesthetically pleasing? I feel the reason I want to talk about this is because I feel like whenever we get interviewed for stuff, that's a lot of people's question. They're always like, how do you make your feed so cute?
Yeah.
Like, we love your feed. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about like the kind of the process that we go through. I mean, to be honest, when our podcast first started, we didn't really have much of like a theme. We kind of did. We kind of have always done the pink and blue thing, but our original cover art was pink, blue, and then a yellow background. So we're like, oh, maybe we kind of do like pink, like pastels, like pink, blue, and yellow. That was also in my like big pastel phase where,
yeah,
you know,
Jason Marie presets. My
hashtag Jason Marie presets. Like
hashtag very
Chugi. Amazing. Someone messaged me. They're like, I just found out it was Chugi because I use your presets from our trendier Chugi episode. Because I was like,
horrible for your business.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, my original presets were Chugi. My film presets now
not Chugi
are the vibe. Okay. Those you can purchase. I don't even think my old ones are still available. But anywho, we kind of had, you can scroll back to the beginning and see. It's like there wasn't much of a style. I mean, there was for the time, I guess, but we started to be like, Carefeed is not cute. So
we didn't have a color scheme.
No. No. Like loosely, but not really.
It was Haney.
We got really specific about, we're like, okay, let's just make our feed a pink and blue heaven. Like, just make it so dreamy and fun, filmy. I would say definitely like girly, early 2000s inspired. And we just got really clear about like our vision for the feed. And that helped a lot because then it's like, there have been photos that we've taken actually that like there's a different color involved. Like I was wearing a red and pink sweater and we like put it on the feed. We did a whole photo shoot.
Yeah.
And we're just like, no, we're not posting that because the red threw it off so much.
Yeah. You'd be surprised at what can throw it off.
Yeah. So we stick very specifically to pink and blue just because we think it's fun. It's cute. Our feed matches is very cohesive.
Yeah. There's multiple layers to having a good feed. Mm-hmm. And specifically for the podcast, it's like, there's the planning of the photo shoots of us because we like to post photos of us on the mm-hmm. days where we post where our episodes go live. So we need to be wearing all pink and blue, preferably in a location that's not too colorful any, you know.
Right.
Or too crazy so it is cohesive. Then we have graphics. And before we weren't doing any other graphics. We were like literally just,
we were making our own, which were not that great because we didn't really know what we're doing and stuff. And then we decided we're like, we want filler photos and we want graphics to go in between each like professional cute photo of us.
Yeah.
And so then we hired Nikki, our girl Nikki. She's been making us some really cute like early 2000s inspired graphics. Those are the ones you see on the feed. And so we have her making those. We kind of just like got more serious about it, honestly.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time and effort. Like, that feed don't make itself. It's like, it takes a lot of planning. Our shoot days are extremely long. We put so much time and effort into thinking of the filler shots and mm-hmm. the outfit shots. You definitely do most of the outfit stuff.
Yeah.
And I do most of the like feed photo planning. Shoot and feed planning. And yeah.
It just turns into Squidward all of a sudden.
Awesome.
You started talking like this.
Like, hey guys. Anyway. It's really fun though. I feel like that's a part of our podcast that is like, that's a huge part of our podcast. And I think it's cool. Like, to be honest, when we started to have a really cute, cohesive feed, I didn't see any other podcasts doing that at the time.
Yeah.
And am I wrong about that?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, because I thought like, how cool would it be if we can also turn our podcast into a brand that's visual as well? Because podcast is obviously you're just hearing us talk, but how cool would it be if people can go to our feed and see like a really creative, fun thing? And I think it's been fun for me because I haven't truly been personally super inspired lately with like my own photos. But for what we said, I always feel like that's a little...
It's so clear.
It's something new and fun that I can work on that, not necessarily new. It's been going on for years, but it's like, just something fun that I can put a lot of like my passion and inspiration to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why I love like creating the feed a lot too.
Yeah. It's fun.
I know a lot of people want to live a healthier lifestyle, cook more at home. I know that has definitely been a goal of mine for a long time. Sometimes I fail, but sometimes I do pretty good at it. But Green Chef, one of our fave sponsors, is awesome for this. So they let you choose from a wide array of easy to follow recipes perfect for keto, paleo, and plant powered diets, or even if you just want to eat in a more balanced way. So everything is hand picked, featuring organic veggies, high quality proteins, delivered to your door, pre measured, and mostly prepped in insulated packaging. I freaking love Green Chef. It makes cooking so, so easy, but you're having like what feels like a very gourmet, balanced, healthy meal. And all the ingredients are very like fresh and just it makes it so easy that they're pre-measured and packaged so you don't have to literally do like half of the work that you would normally have to do when you're prepping a dinner or whatever, lunch, anything. So they have a salmon with caper sauce meal with roasted potatoes and sauteed kale. Delicious. You guys will love it if you love salmon. I also have become obsessed with capers recently. It's a new fave, so go check it out.
Green Chef is like having a private chef, but you are the private chef. And you don't have to go to the grocery store and buy all these obscene ingredients that you've never heard of. And you have to ask the people, hey, which aisle is this on?
Which is kind of also a waste of money.
Exactly. And a waste of time. And time is money. Mm-hmm. That's why we stan Green Chef. They also are the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions in plastic packaging in every box. So you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. Go to greenchef.com/whatwesaid100 and use code whatwesaid100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/whatwesaid100. And use code WHATWESAID100 to get $100 off, including free shipping, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Okay, here's the question. Do you consider yourselves famous? I thought this was an interesting question because it's hard to... We actually were talking about this the other day. Like, it's hard to put yourself in a realistic space where you don't want to assume that nobody cares about you. And then you're like, well, no one cares, so I'm not going to post about this. Or like, I'm not going to do this because who cares? I'm just a nobody. And then people are actually like, wait, we all care about that. Almost mad at you for not including you in like certain parts of their lives or, you know, certain things. Or assuming that you're not popular and then you are. It's not like there's crazy consequences for that. But then also you don't want to be like, I can't even walk down the street without someone saying hi. So it's kind of like a weird space.
I definitely never have considered myself famous. I think it's because living in LA, it's like I do feel like a literal nobody because I ran into Kylie Jenner and you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like I'm never under the impression that I'm famous. But I will say it's almost a weird experience to have that narrative where I'm just like, I don't think of myself as famous or popular even.
Yeah.
And then even when I was just in Hawaii, like actually I met a ton of podcast listeners. Yeah. I was telling Chelsea. And it's almost like shocking to me every single time. Like someone would be like, JC. And I'm like, what the, like, I'm just confused why a random person's calling me. And then I like remember, I'm like, oh yeah, I have a podcast that like a lot of people listen to, or like, oh, you watch me on YouTube or TikTok. It's a very weird experience.
For sure.
To be honest. But I mean, I love it. I love meeting you guys. I love that you say hi. Like it was so cool in Hawaii. I met like, when I arrived in Hawaii, I met multiple people even at the airport.
Yeah.
And then on beaches, I was literally on a cliff, met a girl, like at the beach, met another girl. It's really fun. But that being said, I definitely don't think I'm famous.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is a crazy experience. It's true. It like shocks me every single time. Yes. And it always shocks the people around me. I feel like even more like when I'm with my family or something because I'm just Chelsea. But then someone will say, like, are you Chelsea from What We Said podcast?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, yeah. How did you recognize me?
Know,
like,
so out and about,
because it's a podcast, first of all. So, you know.
They have to like follow you on Instagram or something else to like really know you.
It's really interesting. It's weird. And also, it's like what I was kind of talking about at the beginning, it's like, okay, nobody cares about me enough where I can post my address, I can post the front of my house kind of thing? Or is it like that's actually dangerous because there is a certain amount of people that.
Right.
You know,
I'm definitely
what I mean?
Very weird about that kind of stuff. I feel like I like. You just never know. I feel like even if someone has like 10,000 followers, like I've seen people where they'll like, even in the past, like on Instagram, I was remembering this, like for people that I even know will be like, I'm getting married, like comment your address or like something like that. And they don't have a private account. And like all these people that like comment their address or like, I'm graduating, comment your address. I see this a lot with like my brother's friends or something, like they post that. And then all these people are commenting their address publicly. And I'm like, because I am so just like sketched out by that. I'm like, you guys, you can't freaking post your address on the internet. Like that's terrifying. Even if you have 100 followers, it's like, what if there's one creepy person that's following you? It's just weird.
Yeah. I know. It's very strange.
But
it's a weird, weird world to live in on social media because you're not a celebrity like you see in the movies. You're not even like there are celebrities like Charli D'Amelio and Addison Rae who are like
internet
celebrities.
Stars.
Yeah. And then there are people like us who are like, okay, people,
so
some people know us. So that we're like, maybe are celebrities. You know how there's like A-list, B-list,
yeah, I was gonna
C-list.
Say, we're maybe not Z, but R is good.
Yeah.
Maybe S.
Yeah.
It's
like we're on the bottom, but not, you know, again, where I would post freely my address or something like that.
You would not post freely your address. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to.
Or my phone number or something like
that. Exactly.
You know? Yeah, totally. What age did you originally plan on getting married?
I don't know if I ever really thought about it that much, to be honest. Like, I always thought I would get married younger just because that was the norm. But I wasn't like, I want to be married by 21.
Yeah.
You know.
I always forget if we got married when I was 21 when you were about to turn 21, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I always forget if I was 20 or 21, but I think it was 20 when I got engaged and then 21 when I got married. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but I remember being like almost mad that I was being the stereotype that I always knew growing up. Yeah. I didn't want to get married young. I didn't want to get married like old necessarily, but like I just thought I would get married a little bit later in life. Like I wanted to wait a few extra years because I was like, I want to have a career, blah, blah, blah. Then I met Leif. I'm like, oh shit. Well,
crap.
Now I am the typical girl in Gilbert that's getting married when I'm 21. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But I think I did definitely plan on getting married a little bit later.
Yeah, you just never know.
But you never know. When you know, you know.
True. What are some of your biggest fears and how do you overcome them? I'm not scared of anything. I think some of my biggest fears are like losing someone or something that I care about deeply.
Definitely.
More than anything else. Like even kind of, I mean, this is a very small example, but even the Suns where it's like the fear of like heartbreak. You know what I mean?
Thought you were
like,
going to say Nick dying. No, just the Suns.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. That's like so, but that's what I mean as well. It's like losing someone that you love, like having that kind of heartbreak. But even on a small degree, it's like, for example, I want to like detach from things so that I don't get
care about them. That's what I do.
But but at the same time, like to overcome it, it's kind of like that cheesy saying of like it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. And I think that's what life is. It's just experiencing these human emotions and falling in love and having people you care about deeply and having like deep connections and things that you really want, things that you really care about. And it's okay to want those. And it's also okay to experience disappointment and sadness and heartbreak and loss and grief and all of those things. And it's, I think, to kind of look at it more like part of life's experience makes it a little bit more beautiful in a way, a little bit more peaceful because you understand that that's just the way that things work.
Yeah, it's true. I definitely say that's my biggest, well, I have multiple fears that are not like surface level, but it's like my biggest fear is always like losing someone that I love for sure. And, or like getting kidnapped or like taken. Like on a day-to-day basis, I am always just paranoid of that kind of stuff. But I'm also, I've always been like, I don't want to say settling, but like, I've always been scared to like not live out my dreams or like the things that I want to do. Like it almost like terrifies me, honestly, to like I know you can be happy anywhere, but I just always want to like follow my intuition and my heart and like do what I really want to do with my life and not just live a life for others or, you know, because of my parents' expectations or my spouse's expectations. Like I want to live my truest like desires in life. And like the thought of not doing that and just like settling and being like, whatever, like I'm just supposed to do this. So I'm just going to do this makes me like, that terrifies me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't like to think of just because I don't know, I guess it's kind of like what I was saying in one of the last podcast episodes where it's like, I feel like I've always been more of like a go-getter and I felt myself kind of creep back into being like, oh, whatever, I'm just not going to try. And even that I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that I feel that way because I really think that we all deserve to live life on our own terms and, like, do what we want, you know?
Yeah. This took a turn for
that. What? That's sad?
No, I'm just kidding. No, we just got into a deep conversation and we were just talking about lighter things. But,
yeah.
I agree with that. I think it is terrifying to, like, because when you're young, there's so many possibilities. Mm-hmm. And to think that those things that you just think will happen won't happen. Even at some, like, now I feel like that about some things where it's, like, when you're younger, you think by a certain age, you'll have A, B, and C. And when you don't have those, you're like, oh my gosh, life actually just doesn't happen as you expect it to happen.
Right.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But I get you.
What kind of parent do you think you'll be versus your husband?
Ooh, that's a good question. Good and bad.
Just kidding.
I'm good cop, he's bad. I fear that, well, I don't fear. I already know this will be the case, which I feel like is common. I just know, like, our future kids are going to be obsessed with Nick and think he's the most fun dad, just funny, takes them everywhere. And I just feel like
they'll just be so excited when he comes home, and I'll just be the mom that's like, I'm tired.
So sad.
Well, I feel like no matter how fun I will try to be, I will never be as fun as Nick, which is a compliment to him. I'm not saying I'm boring by any means, but I just feel like he's just going to be, which is great. I'm glad. That's why I married him. I think he's going to be an amazing dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Leif will be a very safe place, like a very steady person in my kid's life, which makes me really happy. Like, I feel like he will be someone they can always rely on, and he doesn't have, like, I don't know, like mood swings or things that, like, I do. He is very steady. Like, and I think he will also be very jokey. Like, the dad jokes are already in full force. Yeah. I can't imagine when the kids are bored. It's like, he, I feel like he'll definitely be fun and funny too. But as for me, I don't know. I feel like
it's so hard to know before you actually have kids, because I feel like moms who are hearing this, like, if we say, I'm going to be this kind of mom, it's like, you just have no clue.
Yeah.
Till you have kids. And I'm sure it's just like,
I feel like my main goal in being a parent that I've been thinking about recently is just like kind of letting my kids do their thing and like become who they're going to become.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know like what kind of day-to-day parent
I'm
going to
be. But I'm also going to force them to play the sports that I want them to play.
I will force them to be basketball players so they can be on the Suns. Yeah. No, I don't know day-to-day if I'm going to be like more strict or, I don't really know. It's impossible to know that. I mean, with, you know what I was thinking actually, and I think we've talked about this before, you and I, is like, it's funny because even with Lady, which is the closest thing I have to a child at this point, when I'm stressing about her, Leif is perfectly calm. And then when Leif is stressing about her, I'm perfectly calm. Yeah. Like, we balance each other out. I think you kind of have to when you're in a relationship. Like, Leif will be like, oh, she's doing this and it's worrying me. And I'm like, she's fine. She's fine, babe. And then the opposite will happen where I'm like, oh, her tail, whatever. But what, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something random. Like,
no, I
what
totally
if she
agree.
Has fleas or something? He's like, she's fine. Like, so it's just funny. It's like, I can picture that also being the case with kids.
Yeah.
Where one of you is kind of freaking out and the other one's just holding down the fort.
Yeah. I know.
Stay tuned.
Me and Nick are the same way where it's like one of us is panicking and one of us, like, I would say neither of us are really worry warts, but also neither of us are just completely anxiety free where we never worry about anything. Okay. Next question that I have, maybe you don't know this, so we can skip if not. What Harry Potter house are you in? Do you know? Have you taken that test?
I think I was Gryffindor.
Really? Oh my gosh, I'm Slytherin.
We're meant to be.
You're Snape. Are we?
I'm Snape. Cool.
Like, yeah, you look like, you look a lot like Snape.
Actually, he's isn't he the best? I don't know. I never really read all the books.
He literally just has dark hair. That's why I said that.
Oh. I don't know. I'm not a Harry Potter. Like,
I only took the test on, there's like a test on, what's it called?
Well, I'm pretty sure I was Gryffindor, but I could be wrong. I could just be thinking of that just being the most popular one.
Or I could see you being Ravenclaw, maybe.
Hmm. I don't know anything about any of them, so I'm sorry to the Harry Potter fans out there.
When I took the test from the official Harry Potter site, it was not the kind of test I expected. It was like a lot of, what do you want to be known for after you die? Like, what animal would best represent you? Like, kind of weirder questions where I was like, what the...
Okay, what is your go-to Starbucks order?
I love, but I can't have this all the time. So it's more of a treat for me, is their honey oat, is it
honey
oat latte?
Why can you not have it?
It makes me crazy. Like, it hypes me up. I don't know if it's because it's just packed with sugar or caffeine. I don't know. But I think it's called the honey oat latte or honey oat ice latte. It's so sweet. Like, it obviously it has honey in it. And it just hypes me up. But if I don't eat enough, then I get really jittery. Like, Nick is a caffeine guy. He drinks a lot of caffeine. And he drinks that. And he's even like, okay, this is making me.
Really?
Feel like
I swear to you, caffeine does not affect Leif whatsoever.
Yeah.
It does not mean anything to him. I'm like, whoa, I don't understand like how you're not hyped up. He feels no difference. He's never like getting jittery or anything. I'm like, what the?
No, that's how Nick is usually. And then with the honey oat, that's why he was like, what the heck is this?
To another level.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a girl versus guy thing or what, why that is. But I don't have my go-to Starbucks order. I usually do get chai, but Starbucks drinks, like, I've just been realizing, it's like you said, it's more of a treat, like, and not to shame anyone who gets Starbucks every day. I couldn't care less. But when I look at the sugar content in Starbucks drinks, it is truly alarming. And I know for a fact it's just going to be bad for my skin and overall wellness. So I don't go to Starbucks that often. But I've been trying to like perfect a Starbucks chai drink that's like less sugar than normal, because normally they put like 5 pumps of the chai in, which is like loaded so much sugar. So I will literally get 2 pumps of chai instead, and I'll get like sugar-free vanilla in it or whatever, which I'm sure that's no healthier than literally sugar. So anyway, but I've been trying out some different combos. I've been posting them on my Instagram stories if you guys want to follow along or keep updated. I'll let you know when I find the perfect one, because unfortunately, it's like when you do get them, like one that I had was like basically didn't taste like chai at all and was like kind of watery because I got, you know, because I was like, oh, only 2 pumps and whatever. So I'm trying to find the perfect medium, but.
Yeah, that's the same with their pink drink. I love their pink drink, but it's just so sugary.
Yeah.
But it tastes great.
It's literally like 60 grams of sugar or something. Yeah. I'm like, okay. It's crazy.
Okay, if you could choose any state except California and Arizona, where would you live? Would you say Hawaii?
I'm like, maybe. Have you ever heard of the state Hawaii? No, I wouldn't want to live in Hawaii, to be honest. I would live there for like a month or two or like a summer, but I wouldn't want to live there full time. It's hard for me to say. I think at this moment, I'm going to say Tennessee, only because like we just went and visited and it was really fun. And I was like, I could potentially see living here. Like just because Nashville specifically is like, this is what I was telling even Kristen and Marcus. I'm like, you can't take this LA girl out to the farm. I'm not going to thrive on a farm. Like they're like, see, look at all this land. You could have chickens. I'm like, that's my worst nightmare. Like I don't want to be picking up after farm animals. Like that is not what I want for my life. But I liked Nashville specifically because I felt like you could get like, you know, there's Whole Foods down the road, but then it's like you also get kind of the nature-y vibe and
you got good restaurants.
Good restaurants. Yeah, like trendy restaurants and stuff, but then also the nature and the southern vibe. I don't know. So I would say that for now, but I don't know. It's weird because I've never really considered moving anywhere other than California and Arizona. So that was like the first time I ever was like, oh, it's like that would be a cool place. But
yeah, there's lots of random places where it's like, oh, it might be cool to live there, but you actually think about like really living there. Like I was going to say, Nick loves Idaho because he loves fly fishing. He loves just the outdoors and blah, blah, blah. And there are some parts of Idaho where I'm like, actually, I wouldn't mind living in like a house in the middle of nowhere, having like a lot of beautiful land, but actually thinking about living there, like actually living there. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just so used to like the California and Arizona are actually pretty similar. Like, I mean, there's a lot of differences, but the way that the lifestyle is, like just how close everything is, how popular things are, it's like similar-ish.
This is like also in the past few months has been the first time I have ever been like very aware of how expensive California is and kind of like annoyed by it.
Yeah.
Like most of the time I'm just like, I don't care to pay it because I love California. So I would rather live somewhere. And I still stand by this. It's like, I'd rather pay more money to live somewhere that I absolutely love versus like, okay, yeah, sure. I could buy a house. Like, you know, people are always like, oh, you could buy a house here for $100,000. I'm like, well, I don't want to live there.
Yeah.
So that to me is a waste of $100,000. I'd rather, you know, save and buy a house somewhere that I absolutely love. So I still stand by that, but it is just very expensive to live here. Like the lifestyle is expensive, especially if you are going to like trendy restaurants and coffee shops and like have a gym membership. I don't know. All of it together is like, it is not cheap to live here. Gas for the car, everything. So it's like, I've considered moving out of California, but at the same time, I don't know. I do love a lot of parts of it.
So. The hard thing about moving out of California once you're in California is like something we talk about all the time is I feel like once you're out, you're kind of out. Like there's not a big chance.
You're probably not going to be moving back.
Yeah, there's not a big chance you're going to be moving back anytime soon. It's kind of like, for example, my family is from California. I was born in California. That's where my grandparents lived and they've all ended up moving out of there and none of them have ever moved back. It's just kind of like, okay, we found Arizona, we found Utah, we found whatever.
They're from California and they moved to Arizona and like never went back.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know, I feel the same way. That's what I always say too, especially if we move and then you started having kids, it's like, yes, if that's what we want in life really badly, then we'll find our way back. But it kind of does feel like once we're out of California, we're done with that chapter.
Yeah.
So
it's hard to part.
Yeah.
Especially when you live in Arizona, Arizona people know. Arizonans just love California. There's just like this deep love they have for California, this this yearning to get out there.
Because you always go for summer and mm-hmm. it's fun, for sure. Did you like school as a kid?
Ooh, yes. I loved school, but I loved it for the social aspects. I didn't love like learning, I was going to say. I just was so excited for the first day of school because I loved the social aspect of just like being with people and seeing my friends again. And
I was going to say, I think I definitely loved school as a kid, but actually mine's kind of the opposite. I feel like I just loved like achievements and like, I was definitely teacher's pet, which was probably really annoying to people. My mom said she would come in and I would be reading to my class.
I'm dead.
Like all the time, stuff like that. Like just
taking a snooze.
Just loved like school. I wanted, when I was like in sixth grade, I was like, I'm going to Stanford. Like no ifs, ands, or buts. Like so dumb. Stanford. So dumb. Not, like, not where did so you dumb even to go to Stanford, just like so dumb that that was like,
yeah. Like I don't even think I knew what Stanford was in sixth grade.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm telling you. It's like, I'm doing like college research when I'm in sixth grade. It's just like, really? We have to go there.
I'm screaming.
I was very much an overachiever, but I was going to say, I think I've mentioned this too. Like, when I got into high school, I completely stopped caring about school and my grades. Like,
yeah.
I always was a decent student. Like, even in high school, I got A's and B's, and I think maybe a C once or something. It's not like I like was failing or something.
Yeah.
But when I tell you before, I was nowhere close to even getting a B. Like, yeah. I was, like, A-plus student, was obsessed. Like, I don't even think for the right reasons. I just wanted so badly to be, like, the best of the best, like, overachiever status. And
that's funny.
Then I just stopped caring when I was, like, a sophomore and I dropped all my AP classes and everything because I was, like, trying to take honors and stuff. And then I was, like, that's when I started getting into photography. I was also into dance. And I was, like, I see myself doing, like, one of these types of things.
Yeah.
So I don't really care as much about this anymore as like I, at that point, was not saying I wanted to go to Stanford anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care about this as much. So then I stopped. But when I was a kid, I loved school.
That's interesting. I kind of relate. Like, I always got really, really good grades. Like, I want to say I always got A's and stuff in elementary school and in junior high. And then I also stopped kind of caring about getting straight A's. Like, I did not care if I got B's.
Yeah.
I cared if I got C's. But also, I think a big reason for that in elementary school and junior high is because I feel like, not my parents weren't super strict about grades, but it's like I knew what was expected of me and it was not to get B's. It was like, I have to get A's. I have to
get
A's.
So in high school, did you get like all A's and B's?
Not in high school. Oh. In high school, I did get all A's and B's.
Really?
I think I got one C in AP stats my senior year. And I was like, so over it. I was just like, screw this. And I remember being like, this is the first C I've ever gotten in my life. And I'm actually really sad about it, but I'm pretending like I don't care because it was such a hard class. And I had A hour too. 6:30 in the morning. AP stats was so hard. Why did I take that, honestly?
That's crazy. I went to college for like two seconds.
Yeah. Anyways. But I took honors class all through high school too. I never dropped out of my honors classes for some reason because I think the same thing. It's not like I cared for myself. It was kind of like, I know this is expected of me for my parents kind of thing. But I feel like they would be surprised by that. I feel like they'd be like, we didn't really like, you know,
push you to do honors.
We weren't like school crazy.
Well, I remember like I was in honors classes and it was like hard. Like even my freshman year, I was like, oh, sheesh, I had so much homework.
Yeah, like, you do get a lot of homework.
I was like, I do not want to freaking do this anymore.
Yeah.
Parents were like, okay.
I would say the only reason I was ever in honors classes is, I will brag about this, is I'm actually really good test taker. I'm not great at like assignments though. So I would get really good test grades, but my assignments would be definitely didn't apply myself as I could have, maybe looking back. I think if I went to college now, it would be a completely different story.
You know what my toxic trait is? And this is like, again, it has its pros and cons, but I think when I stop caring about something, I literally like stop caring completely. Like I can no longer even bring myself to like give it any energy, which is good in some ways because I can like drop things and like move on to a new idea. Or like, you know, if something isn't working, I usually can just like, whatever, I'm done with that now. But like in high school, it's like I would literally be like, I don't care about any of these assignments. And so I would do the bare minimum and then get like C's on them. And I was like, whatever. Because I just could not even bring myself to like care because I just didn't care.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm just thinking about high school and homework and how heinous homework is.
Homework is the worst.
And I'm thinking about college and like my assignments in college.
The textbooks this big.
And so expensive also. Can we talk about that? They're like so expensive for a textbook that you have to buy. Like, what is that about?
Yeah.
And then the essays in college, like, I just remember doing like presentations, and it's just like, they're always like, we're prepping you for college in high school. And I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
This is way harder and stupider, and I hate it. And I don't even care about this.
Exactly. I remember I had the 2 days that I went to college, literally, I already had an assignment the first day. I'm like, sorry. And it was like women's history or something. I'm like,
yeah.
And were I just
in
remember,
that same class?
Yeah, I think we were.
Because I remember, dang, like, you dropped out. Cool.
You did too.
No, I didn't. I stuck out the whole semester, unfortunately.
Oh.
Sorry, girl.
I literally dropped out after 2 days.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, I truly don't, again, pros and cons, but it's like I stopped caring and literally dropped out the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't physically care about it.
That's
but then
good,
sometimes
though.
You do have to. That's the thing is, the problem is sometimes you do have to just stick it out and care about something. Even though you don't care, you have to keep going because that's just what you need to do. And that's like,
but I think that's a good trait, because I think that shows that you, once you know what you want, you're confident in what you can do and what you want. So it's like, you're going to go for it. I feel like that's something I'm not great at. Like, I feel like that's the only reason I stayed in college as long as I did, is because deep down I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this. But on the surface, I'm like, well, what else? Like, this is what I, like, you're supposed to do. This is what you should do. So this is what I.
Yeah. But it also makes sense because you didn't at that time have like another passion or plan like laid out for you. Whereas like I already was, you know, doing my photography stuff where it was like not an out, but kind of. It's like, oh, well, this makes sense for me to do. It wasn't random. It wasn't like I was like, I don't care about college and I have no plan. Bye. It's like, oh, I care about this photography stuff way more. I'd rather just do that.
Yeah.
But college, man.
Crazy times.
Shout out to our college girlies and our high school girls out there listening.
It's a rough time. It's a rough time.
Hope you have fun doing your homework tonight. Really cool.
Hope you have time cramming for finals. Oh, wait.
It's probably
finals are. Maybe they're not even in school right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, it's literally summer.
Unless people are taking summer semester.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just remember people taking like classes in the summer too.
Oh, me, summer school.
No, I mean for college.
Oh, for college, yeah. That would be horrible.
Oh, peace be with you if that's what you're doing. Okay, I meant to ask you this before that we started this, and maybe because I know that your mom was here. Uh-huh. I was going to ask if you know your sun, moon, and rising signs.
No, and this leads me to my next question.
What?
I just skip over it. I'm like, anyway.
Yeah.
No, but it's just funny because it goes right along with it. So I don't know this, and we did talk about it before in a podcast episode, and multiple people still, so in this like question box, people are like, why doesn't JC know her birthday? Like, why doesn't JC know her birthday? Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Someone said, why doesn't Chelsea know her birthday too?
And I think they're mistaking you for me. I think they're mistaking our voices.
Oh.
Because I said on accident, when we were talking about this one time, like you're like, oh, do you know your sun, moon, rising stuff?
You didn't know your birthday.
And I said, I don't know my actual birthday, but I meant I don't know my actual birth time.
I'm dead.
So I do know my birthday is January 10th. I'm a Capricorn. I do not know what time I was born. And every time I ask
my
mom.
It's right there.
Well, every time I ask my mom, she's like, oh, I think around whatever.
Oh.
She doesn't know the exact time. And I just hadn't asked her to like, well, can you find my birth certificate? And like, so I just don't know what time I was
born.
Dang,
I would love to know what your rising and moon signs are.
Yeah.
I'm an Aries sun, Sagittarius moon, and Libra rising.
When I did mine was Sagittarius something. When my mom said, I think it was this time, and I put that time in and I had Sagittarius in me as well.
It's hard because it's literally like by 2 minutes.
Exactly. So it has to be exact.
Yeah.
That's why I just don't know it yet. What book are you currently reading?
I just finished my other book that I had. I Found You. It was also by the same author, and I forgot her name again.
Chelsea. Lisa Jewell.
Okay, I know it's an L and a J, but I was getting confused at which letter. Like, I keep thinking it's Julia Lewis.
No, yeah, and you keep saying literally Jennifer. I'm like, it's... oh, no, and I forgot it now.
Lisa Jewell. Lisa. Okay.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. I was going to bring them for you today, but I forgot them.
Oh, okay.
But
I finished Malibu Rising. Loved it. And I am now reading The Good Sister by Sally Hepworth, I believe her name is. So,
and that's the same author that wrote
The Mother-in-Law.
Okay.
Yeah. And I heard this one's even better than The Mother-in-Law. So it's been good so far. I mean, I'm not that far into it. Okay. I feel like we should end on, do you have another good one? I have a good one to.
Let me see. I have a couple more.
Don't mind the freaking
gardening. Wait, this is a very quick one, but I just want to clear the air. Someone said, why was Chelsea in JC's wedding? But JC wasn't in Chelsea's wedding. And I've actually got asked this question multiple times. Maybe it's the same person.
Why?
But we were definitely both in each other's weddings. JC was 100% in my wedding.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just wanted to clear the air on that. Maybe I'd never said that in our wedding episode or something, but.
Huh.
Maybe because guys were videotaping, so maybe they assumed.
Thought I wasn't a bridesmaid or something. Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. Oh, wait. I have this one really quick, okay? Do you guys agree that JC looks more like a Chelsea and Chelsea looks more like a JC?
I have that one too. I've never thought of that
in my life. And I don't think that
at
all.
Like, maybe what do you mean?
Maybe it's just because we are our names, but I'm like,
you know
I
what,
cannot
though?
Picture you as a
there
JC.
There are a lot of Chelseas in media, like movies and TV shows that are redheads. Like That's So Raven, Chelsea was a redhead. I think in the My Scene too, she was a redhead. My Scene dolls, you remember?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they just assume you're Chelsea. But that's funny. Like, that's so random. It's not like our names are like super specific either, I guess. Like your name is. JC's a little bit more unique, but you know what I mean? It's not like it's like rainbow and
right.
Sparkles.
Red. Yeah. That's true.
Freckles and dark hair.
Okay, this is the last one I wanted to read. It says, when did you have the oh shiz moment when you realized you were an adult and it was scary? Do you remember having like one of those moments? Because something came to mind when I read this. I was like, oh, I kind of remember this.
What's yours?
Well, it's not a super specific moment, I guess. But what comes to mind is taxes.
Oh, heck
like,
yeah.
Like I just remembered when I started to have to like figure out. Just like bills and taxes. I was just like, what the? I have to do this now? Like,
yeah.
I mean, Leif honestly handles like pretty much all of the, we have someone else that does our taxes and he handles all of our bills. So truthfully, I don't have to do that much. But like when we started setting up our business, actually like legit, having it be a legit business and paying taxes, I was shook. I'm like, you're telling me I have to like, pay freaking half my money, number one. And also have to just like set this up and keep everything accounted for and do all this. Like, this is not fun.
No, I know. I was going to say, I think probably a lot of people's has to do with money because mine has to do with money too.
Yeah.
Like mine definitely was first when we were trying to like apply to rent places and they look at everything. They look at your credit. They look at your bank statements. They look at everything. And I just remember being like, how do they expect me to have this all figured out? Like, I guess I am. I guess I'm supposed to have perfect credit by now. I guess I'm supposed to have like just all my ducks in a row. And I just felt like, oh my gosh.
So unprepared. I felt the same way for our first apartment. It's like a miracle that we got it. Like, I don't know how, because I think it was just because it was a smaller place and it was like the individual guy talking to us, not like a massive apartment complex. But I did not have 1 ounce of credit when I was married, when we were getting married, because I was young. And I had been like very anti-credit card because I didn't want to get into debt. And so I had not 1 ounce of credit when we got married, literally. And that was such an issue. Like, it was
it's so
annoying.
I don't even want to get into credit.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about credit.
Infuriated. I just want to literally like delete that entire system from our existence because it's just the most, I don't understand it. I think it's stupid. And I don't think that it's a proper display of someone's character.
No.
Like, if your credit gets ruined,
you're screwed
ruined.
For years. It's like, it
There's
is ridiculous.
There's no way to like get through life unless you pay in cash, like Dave Ramsey says. How am I supposed to pay for a house in cash, my friend, these days?
No, it's
Have you seen the housing
wild.
Market?
I know, it's wild. And it's the most annoying part is that the smallest thing that you forget about can ding your credit so bad.
Oh, my Victoria's Secret credit card?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Our Wells Fargo credit card that we forgot about that, like, we stopped using it and then we had something on there that was accidentally being charged to it, just screwing our credit for, and we didn't know for like a while. And then life's like, cool, that's gonna take freaking 2 years to like
get rid of
like a delinquency or something. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I do not like the whole credit thing. And it's so frustrating when you're young.
Let this be a warning to you. I saw a couple questions that were like, what would you tell a girl in her 20s, someone going into adulthood? Never get credit cards from stores. Like, never get a Victoria's Secret credit card. Never get like a Banana Republic credit card. You know how like these stores have all of these like, you want to sign up for this card and blah, blah, blah.
It could be good to build your credit, but if you have to be very responsible.
Yeah, those are just so easy to forget though. It's like, get a regular credit card with an established bank that's connected to your checking account. So you always have access to it so you can pay it off very quickly. Like, I would start with a credit card, me, a financial advisor, learn from my mistakes. Honestly, yeah. I should be because I've made so many credit mistakes at this point. But if I could go back in time, I would keep, I opened like a Wells Fargo checking and credit card. And it was like $500 limit, maybe even like $300 mm-hmm. limit or something. And you only pay for like gas or like some certain
specific thing.
Yeah. And then you pay it off or yeah, you pay it off pretty much immediately, yeah. but never pay it down to zero. Pay it down to like,
it's so stupid. 50. The whole thing just makes me so mad. Even paying yeah. it down, but not all the way. I'm like, yeah. this is so dumb.
But just
dumb.
Keep it as long as possible because my biggest mistake was that was my longest one. And I closed it because I had like, it had gone up to like 1,000 and then I paid it off. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to pay this anymore. I'm going to close this account. And I closed it. And that was my oldest. So like my age disappeared. You know what I mean? Oh,
weird. Like you're the credit age, credit history.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, finally, I paid it all off. I'm just going to close. I don't want to worry about it anymore because I was switching banks anyways.
Neat.
Don't do that. Learn yeah. from me.
Yeah. We need
my
to.
My credit sucks.
We love that. We need to have
a financial advisor.
Yeah, we really should.
I need like, a financial advisor. Yeah,
I'm like, I need to hire one for myself yeah. as well. No, but that would be a good. I don't know. It's hard. With even with our podcast now, I feel like. It would be cool to have a financial advisor on, but then I wonder if that would even be like the vibe anymore or if it'd be interesting or if people would kind of like, eh.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's something I want to hear about.
Yeah.
I need to ask my brother-in-law, Cameron. He listens to the podcast all the time on how to be rich because he's rich. He always posts these, he posts like financial TikToks too. Like he'll post like stuff about like investing in certain things and don't invest in this and whatever.
That's cool.
And he's rich. So it seems to be working. He has like 17 Teslas and like 17 RVs.
The amount of money he has. I'm like, okay.
I don't know.
Real specific.
No, but I was just going to say, yeah, I need to ask him like, how can I be rich like you?
Love that. We stan a rich king.
He's like, stop shopping.
Stop shopping at Frankie's Bikinis every day. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I won't do that, yeah. but.
Not willing to give that one up.
Stop buying $7 lattes.
Any other ways around yeah. that? Okay, well, that's going to be it for our episode. We talked for a long time. This was longer than I expected.
I'm sweating.
Really? It is kind of warm in here.
I get nervous around money.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed our financial advice.
Don't forget our merch is launching.
Yes. As we're like, do not spend a dime. We're like, anyways, our merch is live.
Put on your credit card.
Yeah. It's launching in 2 days, guys. Really is worth the money. Very cute, very comfy. You will live in it this summer and it can double as your pajamas. Best case scenario. You can wear it out and about and you can wear it in bed. What more do you need? We love
They're
you
like
guys
good credit.
So much. Like, I want to buy a house.
And that's what we said.
Goodbye.